Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own altar. First thing as you wake up, let your life's mantra be God's first as you wake up daily. After, join us for the Prayer Hub, Turning Point Prayer Hub, on our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok platforms. All are the real Femi Emmanuel. It is securing the day spiritually and prophetically. Don't enter the day casually. Don't let other forces legislate over your day. Remember, the spiritual controls the physical. Listen to our daily radio broadcast as well. If you have subscribed to our YouTube and like our Facebook, then you should listen to our radio broadcast there. It is daily uploaded on our YouTube and Facebook portals. Take advantage of this. TPGF members in other nations with different timeline zone, if you can join us real time, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, oh, that would be good. Please do so daily. But if you cannot, then whenever you wake up in your country or where you are, listen to this Turning Point on your phone first. Then go to over to our YouTube and Facebook. Then listen to the radio as well. Yes, all this will bless you. Welcome also to Thursday, the 19th day in March, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. Remember, amen means I believe it. Lord, let it be. Something good is coming your way today. This will not just be another Thursday or another day. It shall be a special one for you and your family. All the remaining days this month shall deliver different special blessings. I see the word Ichabod in my place of prayer, boldly written and pasted on some people. Ichabod means the glory has departed. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 19 to 22. God said to me, pray for these people. I want to restore what they have lost. I want to remove that evil label of Ichabod on them. I want to restore their glory. This special prayer is for you. If you are once okay, but your story has changed, no more okay. This prayer is for you. If you are once financially buoyant, but now things are so hard. Once happily married, but marriage is no more. Once had a good job, profitable paying job, but no more. Once selling well, good turnover, but now sales are down, turnover gone. Once mobile, you have a car, even cars, but now no more. Once a house owner, a landlord or a landlady, but no more. Once traveling in and out abroad for business, for holidays, for vacation, but all those things are now history. Once healthy, vibrant, but now no longer as healthy. Once enjoy good nightly sleep, but you can hardly do 3 hours now. Once an officer, prominent, famous, people come to you to help them, but no more. Once in a good relationship, once doing well, once spiritually strong, prayerfully strong, operating with spiritual gift and power, but no more. I saw Ichabod. God said to me, I want to restore back that which they have lost. I want to restore back their glory. If any of this situation described you, then you are the one that I saw in that vision. Lay your right hand on your bosom, I mean your heart. Open the other one before God and let me pray. I prophesy that evil label, Ichabod, is hereby removed from your life and destiny. I prophesy, let your glory return. Your money, your good job, your high patronage, your good sleep, your good health, your happy marriage, your relevance, your impact, your house, your car, whatever was lost, I prophesy, restored back, restored back, restored back in Jesus' name. Say, I receive it. No more Ichabod. Now is Rehoboth. Now is Beulah from Ichabod to Ebenezer in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it 7 times. Yes, please anoint yourself. Then read Psalm 23, verse 3. Psalm 80, verses 3, 7, and 19. Joel chapter 2, verses 25 and 26. Write them out. Recite them 7 times a day for the next 7 days. There shall be full restoration. Your testimony will come. Right? Let's go to testimony. connect to these testimonies if you desire a similar thing. Good morning, man of God. The man of God said, we should drop a currency and step on it and march on. That was 18th of February. I had just 100 naira in my room with me at that time, which I used to make that prayer. By the next day, 19th in the morning, I was blessed with 130,000 naira. Thanksgiving seed sent to the GTB account of the commission. Wow, these things are working. Another one, he said, our God is a God of talk and do. Daddy told us to turn a key if you want a new car. Although I have two cars, but I have longed to get a new one. And I keyed to that prophecy. Behold, on the 16th of March, the Lord gave me a brand new Venza of my choice. Secondly, my money withheld in one of the colleges in Malta, 5,700 euros, was returned after so much application. It can only be God. Thanksgiving seed sent immediately. TPGF, truly blessed. We are truly blessed. Connect to this testimony if you desire similar things. Another one. I want to sincerely thank the Almighty God for his faithfulness in my life and family. I also return all the glory to God for making my water dispenser and washing machine work again after I placed the mantle on them. Indeed, the power of God is real. Thank you, Jesus. Only God can be using mantle to heal washing machine and dispenser. Only God. Good morning, sir. And my wonderful TPGF. People, I'm thanking God for alert. I got alert of 152,000 after my pastor said we should raise our phone up for alert. Thank you, God. So grateful. Yes, alert upon alert. Another person. I return all glory to God Almighty for using my battle seed of February to pay my four children's school fees between February and this March. Thank you so much, Daddy Femi Emmanuel. I pray the oil of God on you never run dry. Let all thanksgiving be directed to God Almighty, not to Femi Emmanuel. God is the doer. I am not. Somebody say, good morning, Daddy. I'm here to return all thanks to God for helping me sell out my store goods. After chatting with the prayer line pastor, the goods that I refused to sell was rushed on the following day after the chat. Thank you, Jesus. I have transferred my thanksgiving seed. Thank you, great God. I pray that my other intentions shall be granted to me soon. Yes, they shall be granted. Another testifier. I want to testify to the glory of the Lord. I am grateful to God for the success of my admission to the university, healing me from sickness, also from bedwetting as an adult. I am grateful to God for multiple help. I receive credit alert today. Wow. Bedwetting as an adult. God will remove all shame and ridicule from everyone's life. Another testimony. After the prophetic action of stepping and praying on a currency note, I experienced an avalanche of sales. The volume I had not sold in 3 months were sold under 1 week. Thanksgiving seed on the way can only be God. I pray that my daughter conceived this month. I will testify again. Yeah, you will testify again. Another testimony here. Hallelujah to the Most High God that preserved my daughter's life from untimely death after being electrocuted by a wrong connection wire for about 5 minutes, yet her life was not consumed. I am thanking God for promoting me to the rank of ASP for restoration of peace back to my marriage, favor, and all-round blessing. May his name alone be lifted above every other name in Jesus' name. I wish you more anointing, sir. Wow. Another testifier. I want to testify of the goodness of God upon this TPGF platform. I had applied for visa twice and was denied. But the third time I reapplied, I saw the battle seat concerning it. Lo and behold, my visa was granted. I am now in United Kingdom. That the family manager, please pray for me that the land of UK will open up for me on time, succeed in my academics, and good job. Consider it done. I'm coming to UK to Manchester June 22 and 23. I've been announcing it. Meet me there when I come. Wow. You shall be the next testifier. Right? Today is the D-Day. Prayer Mountain Day in Living Spring Chapel International, Goshen Land, Allen Avenue Junction, Ikeja, Lagos, for all in Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, for everyone in Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, Port Harcourt, and Mararaba centers. For Mararaba, Abuja, that is Nasarawa, Abandi, and Abuja, all in Abuja. Venue is Living Spring Chapel International, opposite the Timber Shed, beside Vitafoam Depot, Mararaba. Telephone numbers for prayers and direction to Mararaba Center, 0704-555-0777. Start calling and coming now. Prayer focus for today in all the centers is still Psalm 23, verse 5. My cup runneth over. Fill up my cup. Bring cups, as many as you can. Bring it. We are going to add honey. Oh, it shall be life overflowing. No more lack, no more dryness, no more emptiness. Then your life will start enjoying sweetness as we connect the honey. All online across the world, connect. It shall be live stream. Do what we are doing here. Please, listeners, TPGF members, don't compromise your tithing, personal and corporate tithing, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, the seed of 3333. We are sowing this third month of the year. And the seed of 5K for business, career, increase, and enlargement. You won't believe people are doing it and testimonies are coming. If you do what they do, you will get what they get. Businessmen, career people, platform owners, we are not shutting it down. 5K, that's for grace. Connecting for enlargement. Do so. You will see the hand of God. I profess on everyone today, all this prayer we daily pray shall manifest into testimony. You will not be dry. You will be happy. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.